For the next quarter hour, we'll look at political twists and turns around the country, including a profile of Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore. We start with the National Democratic Party. As a new Republican-controlled Congress was sworn in, and as Washington prepared for the inauguration of a Republican president, Democrats who hoped to lead their party out of the wilderness made their case to party leaders in Atlanta. Seven candidates running for chairman of the Democratic National Committee appeared before the DNC's Southern Caucus yesterday. NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, was there.
There is no region of the country where Democrats suffered bigger losses than in the South. John Kerry didn't win a single state here. Republicans made a clean sweep of all the Senate races and put deep roots down ballot in state legislatures throughout the region. Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen, one of the dwindling band of Democratic statewide office holders in the South, delivered a scathing dose of tough love to his party.
The bottom line for me is our party needs to get off its rear and get back in touch with the people that it claims and wants to represent.
Bredesen described the frustration that many Southern Democrats felt at being shut out in their own backyard by the very people they believe their policies would help the most.
This past fall, I had the same experience that I'm sure many of you had, campaigning, walking down a street where you knew there were people who were worried about their jobs, where you knew there were people who didn't have health insurance, where you knew there were people who were worried about their kids' futures. I had the experience of walking down these streets of modest homes and seeing a Bush-Cheney sign in every other yard.
Democratic pollster David Beatty laid out just how big the Democrats' political deficit is in the South.
George W. Bush carried 90% of the counties in the South where whites are a majority. And over the past 30 years, the South has transformed from a bastion of Democratic support to a racially divided enemy territory that many Democrats fear to tread.
More than anything else, Democratic Southern leaders like Phil Bredesen wanted a commitment that the party will never do what John Kerry did last year, try to win by writing off the South. Every one of the candidates for party chairman who appeared in Atlanta promised that won't happen again, including Tim Romer, a former congressman from Indiana.
We gave up on the South. And as Churchill said, wars are not won by evacuation. They are won by blood and sweat and toil and tears. We can make this the majority party of America in the future. But we must talk about our values. We must embrace people of faith in this party. We must talk about the values of the rural communities and not give up on any voter in any neighborhood on any doorstep.
Whoever is the next DNC chairman will have to represent the party on television as it battles the president and the Republican Congress, but he'll also have to attend to the nuts and bolts of rebuilding a party in many places from scratch. This is the 50-state strategy that so many Democrats say is needed. Former presidential candidate Howard Dean explained what he would do.
A 50-state strategy doesn't mean you're going to put $10 million into Alabama 3 weeks before the election. What it does mean is this, and this is where the Republicans do this, and they've done it for 30 years. The DNC ought to take $15 million out of the $180 million that we raised in 2001 and pay for the salaries of the executive directors, a finance director, and two grassroots organizers in every single state. What it does is it allows small states to have functioning Democratic parties. And it also means that you're going to run a four-year campaign, not a six-month campaign.
And former Texas Congressman Martin Frost, who lost his seat when House Majority Leader Tom DeLay redrew the congressional district lines in Texas, said a 50-state strategy is important not only to recapture the White House, but also to help Democrats regain seats in Congress.
We also need to elect people to state legislatures because redistricting will come around in the not-too-distant future, and we need to elect governors so that we have a seat at the table when legislative redistricting and congressional redistricting is done. We absolutely have to compete in every single state. We won't carry every state for president, but we can elect people in every state.
The Democratic National Committee convenes in Washington on February 12th to elect a new chairman. Whoever wins will have to help Democrats strengthen their party all over the country and in the South begin to climb out from a very deep hole. Mara Liasson, NPR News.